Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
I think that is a really interesting thing that other people can look at the Browns and go, they don't have an identity. And Stefanski has scoffed at that before, saying our identity is whatever we need it to be on any given day. And I think when we get to like big picture, like how does this team get to 3-14 if that's what they end up at? A lack of identity is something that I think is not to be scoffed at.
Yeah, but one thing I think is really interesting on that, Nick, is the idea that, and Danan says it, how the Chiefs have kind of morphed their identity into something different. They have the best player, or whatever you want to call, I don't know, again, he's having a down year relative to normal Patrick Mahomes years, the same way he had a down year last year.
Every other quarterback,
he's amazing. We'll just call it that way. They have an amazing quarterback, and he's like, the identity right now is the defense. The defense carries everything. They don't allow teams to score 20 points, and so Mahomes knows he can do whatever he needs to do. That's the identity. When you have one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and your identity is something away from that quarterback, and that quarterback is cool with that being the identity, it's just, it's night and day, and you've seen it evolve. It was not always this way, obviously. With the Chiefs, the first year they won the Super Bowl, they had one of the worst defenses to ever win a Super Bowl in league history. And they've changed it, they morphed it, and they got it to a spot now.
See, I think that's what's so interesting about it is because, like, we view, like, the Steelers' identity has really never changed.
Exactly right.
I mean, you had a couple years where they were a pretty aggressive offense down the field when Ben Roethlisberger threw for, like, 4,500 yards. But when they've been their best, it's been the ground and pound with selective passing and a defense that is just annihilates you from the pass rush side of things. But I think that, like, when we talk about identity, I'm not talking about year to year, like, what do you know is, because that's an old school football thing. I am talking kind of like what Danan's saying, which is on any given year, what's your identity? Last year, it was elite defense and a big play offense. And with honestly, a much better running game than this year.
But it was very defined. I don't think we've talked enough about or given enough credit to the idea that you knew what you were getting. Like a nice restaurant, when you go in there and you're like, I'm getting the steak here. They're known for the steak. You knew when you were taking on the Browns, great defense. You got to worry about the defense. They're one of the best in the NFL. Other side of things, Joe Flacco is going to throw like crazy all over the place.
And he's going to make just enough big plays to kind of, not sneak past you, but to get that win. And he's going to limit his own kind of thing. This year, it's confounding. The defense just does not seem to have any consistency, any glue, which is wild that that's year two of a defense. The offense is incredibly one-dimensional. At the best, that's what they are. And they're not really good on either side of the ball in the trenches. It's Myles Garrett on the defense and Dalvin Tomlinson. Underrated dude, not giving enough love in Cleveland. And then it's an offensive line that, I'll be honest with you, I still think it's run fits. I still think it's the blocking scheme they're in. because now I think they're healthy. They're still not as good as they've been previously. I hate to do this. I'm putting that on the O-line coach. I think it's all those things all at once, and that's a lot of failure on top of, well, Deshaun didn't work out.
Yeah, but it's a mystery, though. That's the problem. It's a mystery. It's a mixed bag. You never know what you're going to get any given week with this team, and that's tough. Again, Chiefs, you know what you're getting. It's going to the fast food place. Why do fast food places succeed, Nick?
Because of fat people like me.
Fat people like you. Yeah. When fat people like you go there, you know the cheeseburger is going to taste the same in Nebraska that it'll taste in Cleveland, and you know what you're going to get. And right now with the Chiefs, you know what you're getting when you take them, and it's good luck beating it. The Browns, I have no idea what you're getting any given week.
I'd also say a raise in food addiction. We have lost the plot on this game, and I'm so ashamed. I think we owe an absolute huge... I mean, gigantic apology to everybody out there listening.
Oh, yeah?
And it's not just us. It's every paper in town. How has no one talked about the Kareem Hunt revenge game in Cleveland that is 100% going to happen this weekend?
There's been articles written.
We radio guys have completely bleeped the bed.
I think it's our fault. I did see something. I think Cleveland.com had it. Was it yesterday? A whole article about Kareem Hunt.
So right now on FanDuel, because I was just looking, you can't do over-under. I couldn't find over-unders for Kareem on yardage.
Okay.
You can do anytime touchdown. First touchdown, last touchdown.
He's gotten in the end zone, I think, once in maybe the past 5 or 6 weeks
or so?
Yeah,
and that's why I would take...
Well, Pacheco's back.
Yeah, well, okay. Pacheco hasn't been that good.
He's already been back like 2 weeks now, three
would
weeks.
Would it surprise you? Clearly, the Browns in that the first Steelers game, they made it a point to get Nick Chubb the ball in the goal line to get him that touchdown to have that win. Would it surprise you if the Chiefs did that? The old bleep around and find out?
Jax is nodding his head like I've never seen him.
Yeah, no,
don't listen to Jax.
Well, no, here's
Jax plays the storylines. Jax is the guy being like, A.J. Brown's going to go off because Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown feuded this week. Ergo, he's going to absolutely feast. And it's like, they don't always account for these things. Like, I don't think Andy Reid is like,
it's going to happen.
Kareem Hunt revenge game at play here.
I will tell you, Kareem Hunt wants this one more than he's wanted any game in the history of this.
I don't know that he wants this one more than any other game he's ever wanted.
I'm going to tell you, Kareem and the Browns did not end up on the best. I'm not breaking news here. I think we remember the sit-in. I think we remember they begrudgingly brought him back after Nick Chubb last year. I think we all knew there was not a chance in hell he was coming back this year. The man sat on the couch until... Was it 8 weeks ago, 9 weeks ago?
He was told by all the NFL he couldn't do it anymore, and he's having a great season, was having a great season up until a couple weeks ago with the Chiefs.
The first touchdown, so to score the first touchdown, Kareem Hunt TD prop is plus 1,500. I'm putting some shekels on that. I'm going to put 10 shekels on that. That does not sound that impressive. I realize that as I was saying.
It doesn't sound like a vote of confidence there.
I'm putting like a mid-burger amount on that.
I was going to say, you put your pizza money on it. Congratulations.
Yeah, but $10 for plus $1,500? That's, I mean, like, hello, doctor. I'm going to have that money to play the rest of the game.
Hello, what?
Hello, doctor.
Hello, doctor. Okay, I like that. Okay.
I almost went, hey, lady, and then I realized Jerry Lewis is dead. I don't know why I'd pull that out of the ether.
Okay.
Hey, lady! Okay.
When you go theater, I always love it. When you go a little extra.
Every once in a while, I let everyone know in Cleveland that, yes, I was a loser 20 years ago, too. It's not a new development.
I think with Pacheco there, I don't think they're going to care about Kareem Hunt's feelings in this game.
Yeah, see, this is how you don't get that boost.
They have to feed Pacheco. They have to give him. He wasn't able to get in the end zone last week. He's coming. He's back. He's in the fold. They got to worry about their team. Although I do wonder about the idea that they use Kareem Hunt a ton only because... what I mentioned there with Dane and the fact that they play 3 games in 11 days. Mm. You play 3 games in 11 days, and the next 2 games they play, including, by the way, the Christmas game, you got the Texans and then the Steelers on Christmas. Those are 2 playoff teams. Those are 2 measuring stick games, 2 nationwide eyeballs on you. You're probably not worried as much about the 1 o'clock Cleveland game.
I'm just going to tell you right now, and I hate the NFL script writers joke because that's such an overplayed joke. And honestly, it was overplayed like a year and a half ago. Oh, script writers, you could not write this script. Andy Reid will be getting Kareem Hunt a touchdown on that first drive one way or another, and you will hear about it. The second it happens on Sunday, Jax and I will both be tweeting and texting you about how right we both were.
This feels like a lose-lose situation, because if Kareem doesn't get in the end zone, you guys are like, yeah.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Dude hasn't found pay dirt in 6 weeks. What'd you expect?
No.
It was plus 1,500. It was low odds anyway.
In fairness,
for him to be the first touchdown.
In fairness.
If he scores the very first touchdown of the game and you get the plus 1,500, I will genuflect at the altar of Jackson and Nick Wilson here.
What about any time touchdown? I'm saying it's going to happen. I'm just doing the extra.
I don't agree on the first touchdown. He's going to score, though.
What's the anytime touchdown line?
Plus 280. I think he's got like the seventh best touchdown odds in this game for a guy who hasn't sniffed the end zone in 6 weeks. Vegas knows.
No, Vegas knows.
I'm
going to
tell you right now,
your friends
in the desert. You got to talk to Guido. You got to talk to Big Mole and Little Mole.
Don't talk to Big Mole like that. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just going to tell you. You need to talk to your friends.
Don't put Guido in the corner.
Hey, nobody puts Luigi in the corner.
They're all big by the Big Al, Big Mole.
Well, no, then you got to have a Lil, right?
Big Met.
It's basically rappers have just taken mobsters' names
and just downsized.
Yeah. Like 2x Tony. No, that was the worst suggestion I could possibly give for that one. No, isn't it? What's the one from Goodfellas? I'm going to go get the papers. Get the papers. What's that one?
I don't know.
How dare you? I thought you were supposed to have friends in
Goodfellas.
The desert.
I don't know that one.
I thought you were supposed to have. No, the revenge game, it's happening. The most conservative thing I could do in this scenario is just do the anytime touchdown.
Well, now I'm upset all my friends in the desert are names like Tim. Why don't they have cool names anymore? What happened to the cool names?
Hey, it's Tanner in the desert.
I'm talking to Carson in the desert. Oh, great.
Yeah, my name's Tanner. That sounds like Mike Tyson. That's not great either. But no, we've lost the plot. That's happening. That bleep is happening.
Well, a lot of people are phrasing this one as Kareem Hunt, Travis Kelce. They're comboing them up as like both came back home. Local kids done good, and now they're, you know, out there doing the thing.
It's so funny because people get upset. Like in Charlotte when I was there, they were so obsessed with Steph Curry wanting to come and play in Charlotte before finishing up his career. And I'm like, maybe when he's like 40. Maybe when he's like Satchel Paige and he needs like a rocker, why would he go to this Hornets team though?
Yeah, it's not even gonna happen at this point.
But Michael Jordan is like, Michael Jordan's a bad owner. He might like Michael Jordan the player, but there's no, like, even with Travis Kelce, like, when's Travis gonna come home? Probably never. He's probably gonna plan his career with Mahomes.
He's got no chance to leave Mahomes. That's the problem.
Well,
there's not gonna be a situation where Mahomes just stinks in the next 5 years, and Kelce's not playing until he's 40.
Even after that, when he retires, He's just going to go marry a beautiful woman, maybe Taylor Swift, maybe not. Who knows? Not putting any pressure on the kids. You just live your life. And he's going to move to New York. And they'll probably do what his brother's doing. They'll have some sort of media thing. But it's funny. I do think it's always weird who they get, who we get in our heads that's going to do that. Like, I remember, like, 5 years ago, somebody like, hey, now that we got Baker, maybe Travis will come back. It's like, this isn't going to happen.
But we talked about it a lot.
Yeah. But yeah, okay, and the time, there are other guys that we don't do that
at
with.
At the time, though, you know, you'd have a lot of the Travis Brown, you know, wearing Bernie Kosar's jersey as a little kid and stuff like that. That was everywhere.
Yeah, but
Brandon Travis's
Quinn.
Career arc has just changed so much, though. He's legitimately vying to be the best tight end of all time. Well, also then, I mean, he's gonna retire a Chief. That's it. Like, he's going to go, he will only wear Chiefs uniforms, is what I meant to say.
He's going
to
ride that pony until it goes to the glue factory for Travis. Because playing with Mahomes might get you an extra 2 or 3 years of numbers that you might not have gotten otherwise.
He's already kind of there.
Like, he kind of looks like a left tackle now.
You can see how this year, and even last year at times in the regular season, he's not the same player.
I thought it was the haircut. Ever since whatever haircut he's got with Tay Tay now, it looks like a wig.
What do you think about his Super Troopers stash that he sometimes wears?
Also, I'm happy that Taylor loves that, and it's a no-go for me.
It's so popular with like 22-year-olds, though. It's weird that he's 35 and doing it.
Yeah.
And like, if I did it, it would be very weird.
And by the way, 22-year-olds, get your head out of your ass with these mustaches.
That's Paul Skeens.
Very few people can do the mustache in a meaningful way.
No, once Livy Dunn started co-opting it and being like, this is great, it was over. 22-year-olds were always going to do it.
Don't make me make a mustache ride joke. 216-474-0092. When we come back, Jason Pinkston talks Browns Chiefs. Is he scared of the Kareem Hunt revenge game? That's next on 92.3 The Fan.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.